Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is presented by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guests, Rick and Terry Morrill of Morrill's Farm Supply, and we have another special guest we're going to introduce a little bit later when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Congressman Bill Schuster of Bedford County, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, every day is Independence Day. Executive Director Mary Grattan says assisted living is on the way.
Where you come in, there will be nursing that will be there. They'll help you with medication, dressing, bathing. There'll be a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Our main restaurant, the cafe, will be open for evening meals as well.
Call Homewood at Springhouse Estates today and see what's new at 623-0349. That's Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is Tim Harkle Rhodes, CEO at Conemaugh Nason Medical Center in Roaring Spring, Pennsylvania. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Just before we started the radio program this morning, I was talking to Terry and Rick here, and I said, I'll bet thousands and thousands of people have driven past this building. Was it since 1962 when this place started? Probably a million times, and maybe they've never stopped in here because maybe they don't have a farm or have no need for feed or farm supplies. But you're going to meet two people today who you've driven by a couple thousand times, Terry and Rick Morrill here. And later we're going to speak to Rodney Fisher, who is one of the new guys here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what he does. So, Terry, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
And same with you, Rick. I understand you're the quiet one here.
That's right? Correct.
Yeah, okay.
He's the radio guy.
So here we are, and this is interesting. This is an old one. Terry, I understand this started out as a flour mill long, long ago.
Yes, back in the 20s, I believe.
Yeah.
It was very much an operating flour mill. I mean, they run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Really?
Making flour. Then they... after it was a flour mill, they combined also with a feed business, and then they had both operations going
right
until it eventually turned over to a complete feed business in the
late 50s.
When I rolled in here, first thing I noticed, it looked like a mill. So I kind of thought maybe it was from a mill from the beginning. So it sounds like it was, Rick.
Yeah, it was a three-story. It's a three-story building, and it was all three floors were used in the production of flour, from what I understand. Our father bought the mill in '64, and at that point it was a feed mill. But and he's was even too young to really remember back when it was in operation, basically as a flour mill. But we've done some homework on the place, when it was appraised here a couple of years ago. Yeah, the building was built in 1880, but I think it started the flour business in the early 1900s.
So your dad started it. Was he the first to run it as a family business, or was his dad involved in it?
Actually, the Clayball family would be as early as I can remember.
1921,
they purchased it.
Really?
And they operated it until Ralph Orndorff and Charles Stone purchased it, which that would be the fire chief here in Everett.
Oh, really?
Be his grandpap.
I'll be darned.
And I've talked to Charles different times, and him and my dad used to work side by side whenever Dad started working for Orndorff and Stone, and Charles and Dad would go out on deliveries for them. And I just talked to him here recently. I saw him over town here, and
we got to get him in here to do this too. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's really a great to have a history like this, because so many businesses today are run by large corporations or large conglomerates and so forth, and every so often you'll stumble across a place like this. Let's see, 1964, so this thing is in excess of 50 years in operation, and you guys are continuing it. Do you have any children that might take over someday?
I have a son and a daughter. My son went into the forestry business, so my daughter strives to be a nurse. So right. I really don't see...
Doesn't sound like it, huh?
I have a couple younger young men that work for me that they seem very interested in.
Good.
I've even alluded to them that maybe they would have the opportunity to continue it, because they both seem like they like it.
Succession's tough, especially with a family business.
Yes, it is.
We owned a radio station company, and my children wanted nothing to do with it. So it's just that's the way it is sometimes. Rick, tell me about the daily operation here. People come in here, and they order, obviously, some feed and some other products. But what do you mostly do for the farmer here in Bedford County?
Well, Terry has been here with Dad for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I moved away.
Right.
I actually worked for one of your sponsors, Thomas Chevrolet.
Oh, did you?
I have an accounting degree. So anyway, long and short of it, about 7-8 years ago, my wife and I decided to move back to the area. And at that point, we thought, like I said, having an office background, Dad always, in the later years, took care of the office, taking care of the customers. And he was getting into early 70s at that point. And we talked, Terry and I talked about it as much as 20 years ago at different times, like, you know, maybe that's something we ought to do, and we could, take over the operations, maybe give Dad a break. But Dad was an old school guy, and he worked, and that's what he knew, and that's what he loved to do. So anyway, I come back and just kind of stepped in here helping Dad with more of the bookkeeping and taking care of customers. Terry, we got a lot going on, obviously, and Terry's taking a lot of that responsibility as far as deliveries and getting grain here, and we have another building that takes a lot of time. So obviously he was busy, and Dad was, like I said, semi-retired, but here every day. So and what we do is take care of people's needs, the farming community. We also have bird seeds and pet supplies, so we can help those who don't have a farm or a farmette. They can come in and see what we might have.
So you can get just a little package of bird feed here. You don't need to get half a ton of it or anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
So our guests today are Terry and Rick Morrow, and you're learning what it's like to operate a feed business here. We're just a little bit south of Everett on Route 36 in what could be described as kind of a country store. It's a really nice-looking place. So in addition to the occasional person that might want to come in and get a bag of bird feed, what's your stock and trade? What do you do mostly here?
We mostly manufacture our own feeds that we stock on the floor, whether it be chicken feeds, stock feeds, cattle, horse, just about anything you can think of, we make ourselves. Along, we also provide a full line of Purina products, which they bring them into us, obviously. But our walk-in business is definitely our bread and butter. I mean, the person coming in getting 200 pounds of feed for his horse and maybe some chicken feed and we have a few larger scale dairy operations, but generally what makes us is just a small time walk-in business.
So do you deliver?
We deliver feed.
So if I want a lot of it, hurry, you can get it over there?
I can deliver up to 12 ton in a bulk truck, or I can deliver as little as 500 pounds on a pickup truck.
I tried to reach Terry this morning around 9 o'clock. He told me to call him first thing in the morning, and I said, where is he? And he says, oh, he's out on the bulk truck. So that's what you were doing this morning.
That's what I was doing this morning.
Our guests are Terry and Rick Morrell of Morrell's Farm Supply here in Everett. And you're listening, of course, to Bedford County Speaks right here on WBFD. I wanted to just to mention to you that one of our sponsors this morning is the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, who proudly supports and celebrates the business community of the Bedford County region. To learn more, visit them online at bedfordcountychamber.com. It is such a big farming community here. I mean, this is kind of the thing to do in Bedford County in terms of economy. I go to Chamber of Commerce meetings. They talk about it. I go to the Commerce Department over there with Betty. They talk about how important agriculture is. Has business been pretty steady for you here?
We're very blessed. My dad, he was always known for just being an upfront guy, an honest guy, square deal guy. His reputation, I mean, was top line in the business. Rick and I have tried to continue that, keep our prices as low as possible, try to provide a good quality product, like I said, at a fair price, and treat people with respect. And that's what made my dad, and that's what we're trying to continue to do now. I mean, that's and it seems like it works out. I mean, there's days I just can't believe how lucky we are to have the business we have. I mean, we have a good business.
What a concept. Failed fair dealings, low prices. You're probably even nice to your customers.
Try to be.
I mean, where do you get off doing this? When we come back, we're going to learn a little bit about how they manufacture, at least I want to hear, how they manufacture this feed. Now, when I rolled up here, Rick, you had looked like a grain truck dumping, offloading some feed, but the hose was going right into the ceiling. I want to know how they were doing that. That looked really interesting. As Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
This is Bob Appleby of the Everett Foodliner, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks over News Talk 1310 WBFD.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to Everett. I love coming to Everett. I've been here just a few times. You know, we did a show with the Historical Society recently, Terry, and that was a lot of fun. These ladies over there told us about this history of the Historical Society, and one of them said, yeah, well, you know, when I was here during World War II, I almost fell off the table. I said, you do what? She was there during World War II. She remembered the soldiers leaving on the train. So people in Everett really have great history. Our guests are Terry and Rick Morrill of Morrill's Farm Supply, just south of Everett on the way to Clearville. I'm trying to learn all the
time. It's Route 26, too.
We'll start over again. It's south of Route 26, okay, on the way to Clearville. My wife and I drive all over the place on weekends trying to learn all the roads, so we're getting there. You said you make your own feed. I didn't know people actually still did that. And I saw evidence of it this morning. So you're going to tell me about the grain truck? How'd that work? I mean, what was he doing?
We had a load of barley on, which we buy a lot of our grains locally when we can. It was a load of barley on our bulk truck, which it uses air pressure to actually blow it,
really,
whatever distance I need to blow it, into a bin. I mean, it just transfers it off the truck.
So it just sucks it out of the truck? And
it actually just there. It just falls into a it's just like a holder,
right,
that the air passes over it, and the air pressure actually blows it up the hose, and you can blow it quite a distance.
So you got a bin right above this where we're sitting here.
Oh, I have several upstairs,
because
yes.
I'm walking through the front door, and there it was. The stuff was sailing upstairs. I was wondering how you did that. Okay, so you had a load of barley on there this morning. You have separate bins for separate things, I assume, up there?
Is that
how
it works?
So tell me how you make feed.
Well, our basic ingredients would be shelled corn, which I buy that locally, just whole oats. Then we have a protein source, most times being soybean meal. We also have corn distillers, which is just corn that's the product that's left over after they're done distilling it for alcohol. Mm-hmm. We just take all them ingredients, depending on what for protein level you want, what for fat level you want in your feed, is either run through a roller mill or is run through a hammer mill to grind it finer. Right. We have our own mixer.
Boy.
Put the ingredients in there, mix it up, put a little molasses on it, draw it out, and you got a great product.
I'm going to introduce you to Rodney Fisher. I understand it's the highly paid consultant they brought in here from the Bedford Farm Bureau. Welcome. It's great to have you, Rodney. What is the advantage of all this? Why are we doing this custom? Can a customer actually come in here and say, we want feed with these certain specs? Can you do that?
Yeah, pretty much so. We basically deal with all types of livestock, whether it be chickens, pigs, sheep, goats, cattle, horses, you know, whatever the need might be. Basically, I was brought on board here November 1st. I had spent 19 years with Bedford Farm Bureau, right, and I joined the Morrill team down here the 1st of November just to help them out with ration work, you know, like he said, with proteins. New rules and regulations coming down that, you know, we're getting familiar with from the federal government and stuff like that. But I love livestock. I like dealing with people. I've been friends of the Morrill family probably for 20 years. Their dad, Tom, and I was good friends. And when they asked me to join, I was kind of elated to come and join.
Well, there's another crazy concept. You got a guy that actually likes his job here.
How about it?
Yep, yeah, I love it.
So you people are really anti-intuitive here. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, so here we are. We have this feed, this custom-made feed. All I can tell you, the only experience I ever had with that, when I was a kid 50 years ago, I worked at this small farm, and this guy had a machine on the haymow floor hooked up to the power takeoff on a great big belt on the tractor, and he made feed with... I think it was insulate. She took this stuff to put into the silo.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was molasses in it. I'm not sure why that was, but they had a couple of grains, some corn, things like that. So you're doing that kind of thing, but probably with more modern techniques now. Right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. That would be the same concept, absolutely.
So the idea. So, but the farmers still make their own stuff or not? They come here?
We have different farmers that will have their own grinder mixer that they can hook to their tractor, right, just like you're talking to. Then they'll come here and they'll buy. They may store their own grains on the farm, but generally they need a protein source.
Gotcha.
Or the salt and minerals and vitamin packs that you put in feed, and they'll come purchase them from us.
So it's easier to come over here and have it done right to highly specified set.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you can come to Morrill's and just get this thing done right the first time, not fool around.
Absolutely.
I do what I did 50 years ago.
Absolutely.
I guess we had a feed mill back then, but it wasn't as sophisticated as this is. Our guest right now is Terry Morrill and his new fellow Rodney Fisher, who has had a long career with the Farm Bureau. Did they make feed at the Farm Bureau?
That is correct, yes. Yeah. Yes. Actually, I was at the location manager at Bedford, and then Farm Bureau was basically putting in a new mill at the Curryville store, and that one was shut down at the Bedford office. So like I said, then I came down here, and
gotcha.
You know, you had said about molasses and stuff. One thing that the mill here at Morrill Farm Supply, whenever you make the feed, the molasses is actually sprayed on as the feed's being mixed, and that makes a better consistency in the feed. So that way, when each bag basically is the same the whole way through, instead of adding it on as it's coming into a bag through what they call a blender in the, as far as mill talk.
Yeah.
So we actually, you know, it's really a good quality feed as it comes out. The molasses is blended on, you know, almost perfectly.
Well, I assure you, when I was doing it at age 15 or whatever, it wasn't that scientific. We had this big 5-gallon stuff of molasses and poured it in there. God only knows how it ended up. I don't know why the cow didn't keel over after what we did.
Right.
So, all kidding aside, it is becoming scientific, and Rodney mentioned regulation. So you're constantly being re-regulated on this because of protein, things of this nature?
Well, just I'll let Rodney touch on that a little more. I mean, what's coming?
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, basically, you know, as far as mill inspections and stuff like that, you know, keeping up date and, you know, keeping your mill clean, keeping the cobwebs and stuff down, that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, the government has looked at feed mills and basically, you know, said that they would like to govern them a little better or whatever. And, you know, it's just, you know, different things that the government likes to, you know, take part in. And I was pretty much brought to my attention at the Bedford Farm Bureau. And then when I come down here, I basically came, you know, along and helped do different things here. And we're still progressing and, you know, moving along with new rules and regulations. The bigger mills had to be, you know, done, I think, September of last year, and then like the smaller mills this September of this year. But, yeah, it's just, you know, just making sure that the beginning of the food chains, you know, you're feeding your animals correctly.
Well, you know, Terry, I know these young farmers today are all using computers and iPhones, and they have software for this sort of thing. And so do they bring in sometimes a computer program for you and say, we want it this way?
Well, that's one of the reasons that I went after Mr. Fisher here, right, is because he is up on the newer things. Yeah. Even my dad, he was more old school. He was very knowledgeable in the business, sure, and feed formulas, but just like anything else in any other industry, you know, it progresses or right, advances almost daily.
Right.
With the new things that's coming out, and Rodney is very much up on that, which, you know, that's, like I said, that was one of the assets that he brought along. I mean, because absolutely, a lot of this is computers now, and the way that things are formulated and figured, and it's all Greek to me.
But, well, I know just from, I used to do a radio show in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We called it the Fort Wayne Farm Show. We used to interview people about this just a few years ago, and one of the things that kept coming up was you can't do anything without a computer. I mean, you can't even hitch an implement to a tractor without a computer now. I mean, honestly, it's getting nuts. So after a couple hundred years of doing it the same way, all of a sudden, as you said, change is now beginning at the speed of light. You've got all of these changes coming in. And I guess in there is the regulation. So not only do you have to make feed a certain way, Rodney, but you also have to do it according to the way the feds want.
Right, right. Yeah, and also another reason I joined their team is for, I have a passion for show animals. I was a 4-H leader for over 20 years, so 4-H and FFA is a big part of me.
Oh,
and I like basically helping out, you know, youngsters that show and animals at the fairs, farm show, you know, et cetera. You know, that, like I said, that's a passion of mine, is being able to watch a kid take an animal and develop it and hopefully become a champion at a local fair, you know, county fair or at a state farm show or something like that. A lot of people do come to me for you know, answers, and hopefully I got them in the way that's right, you know. I mean, just as a consultant on feed, as a consultant on animal health, whatever, I try to help them out in any way I can.
Are you guys involved at all with the Bedford County Fair every year?
We support it, yeah, by going to the sale every year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My dad was always a big supporter of that, and sure, we, you know, we purchase quite a few animals. You can see there on our wall there the different animals.
So are you going to have a great big balloon this year with the, like, looks like Rodney Fisher there?
That's a good idea, Lloyd.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be bad. Just have that. Have them kind of like this, you know?
Yeah. That's a good idea.
And they could, like, shoot at it, maybe get it.
There you go. There you go.
That's a good idea.
These guys are good sports. You're listening to Terry Morrill and Rodney Fisher. We're at Morrill's Farm Supply. And I want to just remind you also that we have a very special sponsor we welcomed just a few months ago, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. And if you've not been over there, they're quite an extraordinary place. Now, you guys are too young for this place yet, but just keep it in mind, because Homewood is a nice little place that will be your new home someday. Mary Grattan runs this place, and she's the executive director, and she's been very gracious to give us a complete tour of this facility. But you can do all kinds of things at Homewood that you couldn't imagine that could be done. Swimming, they have hiking, they can go to stores, put you on a bus, take you to a mall someplace. They even went to Independence Mall in Philadelphia a few months ago and things like that. Wow. So it's a lot of fun. And if you want to learn more about it, just give her a call at 623-0349. That's 623-0349. And as we like to say, every day is Independence Day at Homewood at Springhouse Estates. And if you're over 55 and you haven't looked at this thing, just go over there. She'll give you a tour. And I'm going to let you in a little secret. If you go over there and ask for a tour, just say lunch, and she'll give you a free lunch. They have an excellent chef. She'll probably kill me for telling you this, but it's true. She'll give you a free lunch. That's very nice. Anyway, Homewood at Springhouse Estates. We are here in Everett, not far from Homewood right this moment, and we're talking about feed and the farm supply. Terry, tell me about your store. I see you've got all kinds of things. You've got brushes and shovels to muck out stalls. You've got all kinds of things here. What else can you get here besides bird feed?
Well, we're a smaller store, so we try to keep the basics. Of course, your feeders and your buckets. some different horse supplies and wormers, and we carry some health products too that you might need for the health of your animals. But overshoes and like I said, we're not as big as some of the chain stores, obviously, but we try to carry the basics. And we remodeled the store here 2 years ago and tried to incorporate some of the older features of the mill. We took some of the older equipment and restored it, kind of give it, like you said, a country store feel. I invite anyone to come down. You know, it's kind of interesting, the different older things we have in here. And
well, the middle mills you have on their counter here, on this ancient desk and whatever this counter is.
It's actually a flower dresser.
Is that what that is?
That was part of the flower operation.
That is a fabulous thing. That looks like it might have been made in the 1800s or something. And above it is this this little mill that obviously was driven by some sort of power takeoff at one time.
Yep.
And is that officially a grinder? Is that what you call that? That thing on top?
That's probably what ground the wheat up, yeah. I take it. And then it would separate the flour out of maybe some of the holes that was left over.
Because I see you have all the chain linkage going down the side. Yep. This is really, really cool. It's just worth coming here to see this machine they've got that was made who knows when. And we are at Morrill Farm Supply. I have a question for you. Outside, there's this great big tall thing. Is that a bin that holds the feed? What am I looking at there?
The tallest thing we have here is a elevator leg or a bucket elevator. Mm-hmm. That actually, you feed the bottom of it, it'll carry the product, which was usually the corn or the soybean meal, whatever we're unloading off the truck, carry it to the top of the leg, and then it has different compartments that will actually feed different bins, and depending on what you're unloading.
So you can bag it right out of there?
I can actually... Like, we can get tractor trailer loads of a product, and then we dump it in there. Then that takes it to our bins. So that starts the process. So we draw it out of the bin, process the grain. It goes into our mixer. It's mixed into feed, and then it's either bagged or run bulk onto a truck.
How do you put them in the bags?
It's just got a chute with a slide on it.
They still have a big sewing machine that sews up the bags.
We're even old school more than most places. We have a handheld one.
In fact, I remember a guy showed me how you pull the string. You pull the right way, the whole thing come out.
People have a hard time with that. It's amazing.
Yeah, I got pretty good at it later. But the first 5 or 6, you just curse at it. You know.
Yeah, but if you don't hit it right the first time, it's hard to get back on track.
Well, you guys have been terrific. I don't know. I feel like I missed a lot here. You've got all kinds of charts on the wall. The feed prices are they? What am I looking at? The actual feed prices here.
That's the stock feeds that we keep on the floor that we the manufacturer. That's, like I said, our walk-in type customer. I'd be the. We have more than that, obviously, but that's our basics. That way folks come in, they can glance at that real quick, see how cheap it is.
So if I'm looking for shelled corn or oats or goat-get or whatever, I can just come in and see what the price is
for that day.
Super. All right. Well, you've been terrific. Rodney, thank you.
Thank you.
You're a smart guy. I can see why they're paying you the big bucks here. This is good. Right. And Terry, thank you.
You've been terrific.
Also want to, of course, thank your brother. He was very entertaining. We got to get him back, right? Really? Okay. Our guests have been Rick and Terry Morrill, and of course, they're the new Major League sidekick here, Rodney Fisher, formerly from the Bedford Farm Bureau. And I want to thank all of you very much for taking the time to talk to us and putting up with me. It was very nice of you to do that. We appreciate it. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.